You are now listening to the Shane Edmonds Show.
Welcome back to the Shane Edmonds Show. As always, I'm here with Josh and Blake, but today, there's one extra body at this table with us. We got our first guest. His name's Justin. Justin, how you doing?
Doing all right, guys. How about you?
I'm doing great, Josh.
Yep, we're hanging in there. Trying to stay dry this week, that's all.
Woo! Sunday fun day, baby.
Been a wet one. Let's start off. I want to hit, we're going to bust out the old pod decks, and we're going to do a couple interview questions just so everybody can get to know Justin. First question. All right, Justin, if you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what do you think it would be?
Oh, man, Mike Tyson.
Mike fucking Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
That's a good one. Like, and he's like training hard as shit right now.
Well, yeah.
Isn't he trying to get another fight?
I think they already booked it.
Okay. Yeah, he's setting up for another one.
Oh,
God, I'm thinking like 80s Mike Tyson, just because that amount of blow, you know, that'd be great.
Well, he's like, already set back
Tiger.
In the ring.
Well, yeah, that.
I think he's going to. Oh, he's going to rock it. I think he is. He's really trained. He's gotten back. If you've seen the videos,
yeah,
dude is. Well, he's serious.
We will have to do a show the night of the fight. We'll have to rent the fight and watch that shit.
If you know Tyson, if you don't get it done in the first three or four rounds, he ain't making it.
How old is he now?
50-something?
58? 54?
He's up there.
Yeah, he's up there.
54, yeah.
Blake, do you feel like answering that question? If you were to die and come back as something, a person or a thing, it could be an inanimate object, what would it be?
I don't fucking know. That's a tough one.
That is. That's pretty tough.
I don't know.
I'm going to go.
Me, I'd probably be like a dog turd or something like that.
Oh my God. Like
a white dog turd. I'm gonna go seagull, man.
A seagull. I'm gonna come back as a seagull.
Look, and fuckers just chow down all day on the beach. You get all the.
You're
free
just a
food.
Flying rat, you know. It's great.
You know, everybody says I have a great radio voice, so maybe I'd come back as a radio DJ, a little disc jockey.
There you go.
All right, Justin, what do you value most in your friends?
That's a tough one.
That's deep.
Oh man, that would require I have friends. I guess their loyalty. You know, I got some good friends. They'll give you the shirt off their back.
Keep a small crew.
That's
but
right.
Ones that would do anything for you.
You know, when you're younger, it's more of like, oh, well, I know this person, I know that person, and then when you get a little bit older, the crew gets smaller, but it gets, you know, higher quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good one for sure.
I like that one. Yep. You want to answer, Blake? You feel like it?
Yeah, you're in the hot seat now, bud.
What do you value most in your friends?
You literally just heard the question. You got to look across the table. Come on.
I know, man. I mean, I definitely think loyalty.
Loyalty
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, because I like Josh. I need some help. He comes over. He helps
me.
I like
how it started with Josh. You know?
But then Josh says, like, hey, I need some help. And I come over for like 20 minutes.
Because
then
the whip smacks and you got to come back home.
Damn right. Yeah.
Josh, I guess, are you on the same with that? You want me to add anything?
I'd say humor.
Humor?
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta have fun.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be able to have a good time.
Bust each other's balls.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw in a third one there. Honesty.
Okay.
Honesty.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to have my friends be,
you don't need,
be
you
honest.
Don't, you don't need a bunch of backstabbers around.
Yeah,
you.
I want honest.
That's true.
Whether you like what they got to say or not.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts sometimes.
Like, hey man, what do you think about these shades? You know?
Well,
oh, they fucking suck.
They look like a dog shit.
You know, like that white dog turd that Josh turned into when he was reincarnated.
Whatever.
It was weird. I knew I saw it somewhere before.
Or they look great. You know, either way, honesty. I love honesty. All right, next one. What is something you like that most people don't, Justin? What is something you like that most people don't?
Oh, man. No, we can't go to that one.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No,
not while we're recording. a lot of my friends will understand at home.
It could be anything. It could be food.
Mm.
I mean, anything, man. Guilty pleasures.
Mm. I'm going to pass this one off to Blake on that. Mm. Come back around.
Something I like most people don't catch up on just about anything.
This is true.
You're fucking disgusting. The show's over.
He would literally put it on his eggs, on his mac and cheese.
Have you put it on steak?
Everything.
Probably. I used to. I don't anymore. As a child, yes. I was about to look at you and have a dad card. I can grill. All right,
Josh. What is something that I like that most people don't? That is so tough. Like, you sit there and think, like...
You're like, what can I let out into the world that I'm not...
I know there's millions of people that watch hockey, but... I feel like in this area, it's very...
Well,
it's
you're
not
lucky
because
I hate
thing.
It.
Yeah, like, in this area, it's not that popular, being in the South, you know?
Yeah.
But I love hockey.
He also loves a double-sided dildo.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, but every porn star likes that.
And I like the ones that suction cup to the wall, baby.
That time has never been the same.
I like... I'm going to go with a food object. I like Spam.
Oh, I love Spam.
Oh, Spam's great.
Well, most people, though, when you say, like, yeah, man, I ain't
they're like, ew, what?
I don't know. I would have to say it's Scrapple. Like,
I've never had Scrapple.
Had it, and I was like, what the fuck is this disgusting shit?
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's a Southern thing. I was like, well, then keep it the fuck down here. I don't ever want to see it again. It's disgusting.
No, I don't fuck with the Scrapple or the Chitlins.
See, Spam is understandable.
Spam,
that's all right.
I'll eat the Vienna sausage, the potted meat, the deviled ham, you know, any kind of meat in a can I'll eat. So, canned ham, all that. A lot of people are like, ooh, you eat that, you know, Dak ham.
Oh, if we're going with food, what about some chicken gizzards? Ugh. Oh, I love a chicken gizzard.
No, no, you're out on that one, Chief.
No? Nope. I'm the only one here? All right, that has to be my answer.
That's it.
I don't even fuck with delivers, you know?
They should have broke that one up as in food. Like subcategorized.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. Well, that's why I went with food just because it was easy. Yeah. I took the easy way out personally. So, anyways. Boys, I want to talk about the video I posted late last week. Anybody who watched it knows that I had some concerns about what Amanda Chase did late last week. Earlier, Senator Amanda Chase.
We've got to clarify on that.
Yeah, I keep getting clarified on that.
Well, you don't want to get sued by a random Amanda Chase.
You even fixed that in your own video. You were like, Senator.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. So, quick rundown. You know, there was a restaurant. I don't remember the correct area, but it was in that Tidewater district. And they would not let her come in because she didn't have a mask on. She raised Cain, had medical exemption papers, all this crap.
Yeah.
But then at the end of it, ended up threatening to sue the restaurant because they wouldn't let her in without a mask. Fast forward, last week, locally, the Calabash Seafood's been shut down for 3 weeks now, I think. They've had their license pulled and they're still operating. But she comes down and stands with the Calabash Seafood for not mandating masks, social distancing, et cetera, et cetera. As a true patriot, it is my personal belief, I can't speak for the rest of y'all at this table, but I believe in a true free America that a company can force you to wear a mask if you want to come into their establishment, and they can not follow these current governor guidelines. So I kind of was trying to call her out on that and get the vibes of our listeners. But I did get one response that kind of took me back, and I had to think about it. Somebody called me out and said, well, what about the freedom of the people of having a choice? That's true. I do believe in that. I believe that people should be able to wear a mask if they want to wear a mask or not wear a mask if they don't want to. But when you go into a establishment, now you're on private property.
Yeah.
It'd be no different than if you were to come in my home, and I said, if you want to walk into my home, you need to wear a mask. If you don't want to, you stay outside.
I would let people in. I thought this was going to go a different way. I thought for sure the 12-gauge was coming out. I got confused.
No, I'm just saying in the freedoms. So I do want to clarify. I do believe in freedoms of the people. I believe in freedoms of businesses. I believe that businesses have the right to refuse service. Period. You know, I like to throw in the bakers that refuse to make a cake
I was gonna bring that up if you didn't. Yes. You can't pick and choose when you want those freedoms to only benefit you.
Yeah.
It's either all or nothing. You know. Yeah.
But I believe in the right to refuse the service.
Oh, absolutely. So absolutely.
At the end of the day, I get. And my thing is, and y'all can call me out on it here at the table, listeners, whatever, and I'll fight you on it. Move on to the next baker.
Absolutely.
Move on to the next restaurant.
If you don't want to put a mask on, go find somebody who won't require you to wear one.
Yeah. And that's my thing. I don't agree with wearing one, but if I want to go eat at, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm going to wear one so I can go eat where I want
to
eat.
That's true. You literally have to have it on for like 3 minutes to walk to your table. That's it.
And then you got to get up and go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. If you're not comfortable with it, like you don't want to wear a mask to go inside. Fine, that's great. All right, you can go to any drive-thru and not wear a mask. Best of luck to you. That's how it's going to be. Like, that's their choice.
Enjoy your Big Mac.
That's your choice in the freedom of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You have the right as a citizen to go wherever you want. You don't. It's not because it's Tuesday. You can only go to these places, kind of thing, right? You know, like the government says you can only go there. And in the same aspect, I think businesses should be able to refuse you for any reason. And that is what it is.
Yeah.
The governor texts us. Hold on, guys.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Hold on, guys.
And scratch that. Not back to your Big Mac. Enjoy your Big Mac. Enjoy that fucking Filet-O-Fish we talked about the last one, baby.
Oh, a little Filet-O-Fish action.
I can hear it now, though. They're like, oh, Jason, but what if it's like a black-owned company refusing to serve white people?
That's fine. They have that
fuck
right.
It. Exactly. Guess what? I'm going down the street. To the next restaurant.
That's fine. I ain't gonna throw a bitch fit.
Yeah.
As a business owner,
if you don't want
right.
if you don't want my money, I'm okay with that.
I will
give my money to somebody who wants it.
That's right.
The businesses that do well are the ones that include everybody, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
But there have been businesses in the past, like we know about areas that have been predominantly, you know, a certain, you know, ethnicity or a certain background. And it's been, you know, that background and that ethnicity that is provided for that business because they're part of the community, right? And it's very rare that you get somebody outside of the community.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. That's fine. Like you said, I'll go right down the block and find another one. It's not like you can't just find another place to eat or another place to shop.
Yes, yeah, especially around Richmond. I mean,
anywhere in general.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know Richmond has a lot of local restaurants that pop up. Out of nowhere, they kind of open. They come and go as quick as they.
Like the one that provided this beautiful pizza for Blake over here, who's shoving it in his face right now. That's why you're not hearing him.
Literally, boom, boom. We're all salivating looking at this pizza.
Thanks to my wife. Hey, she did offer if you want one of one.
Yeah. She didn't offer Jason.
He wasn't here on time.
I'm never on time.
Now he automatically
wasn't
just
on time Friday, not on time.
You're not on time for a recording, something that's not live.
Yeah. Whatever. Moving on.
This guy's giving you shit.
All right. Are we getting into it?
Let it rip, Blake.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag save the children. Save our children. Save the kids. Let's end child trafficking.
And pedophilia.
Yes.
Oof.
And
deep.
Pedophilia.
Oof.
We're going that road, guys. We're going to take you down that one. Man, there's so much to talk about.
This one's gonna get spicy.
You want to start? I mean, you want me to start with it here?
I think you got the notes. Let it rip, baby.
I mean, I'm eating pizza, so we might as well just start off
the notes.
With the pizza gate.
With Pizzagate. Oh, is this how we transitioned?
We'll swap off. All right, Pizzagate. So
this is how you did
pizza restaurant. You know, I'm a rough draft this shit. Pizza restaurant in D.C. accused of basically child trafficking and having like a sex ring in the basement or something.
Yeah. Okay.
All links up to Tony and John Podesta, the Podesta brothers. One of them was Clinton's like chief of staff and then later on helped fund the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll go to the Podesta emails. There was a lot of food words used in these emails.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza was used 149 fucking times. Hot dog was 71. Cheese was 85. Sauce was 41. Pasta 78. And the list just goes on and on and on. The code meaning in some of these names were girl, boy, little girl, orgy, prostitute, person of color, domination. And again, the list goes on and on. some of the emails read, do you think I'll play Domino's better on cheese or pizza? And the code basically for that was do you think I'll do domination on a little girl or a little boy?
Yeah, because that doesn't make any sense. I mean, how the hell are you playing Domino's with cheese or pizza? The pizza has cheese on it, man. Like, that's the part that throws me off.
Yeah.
Like, you think you could have used better words for that.
We got one here that says, we have one slice and need to know how thinly to slice it. And their code was, you know, we have one girl and we need to know
how to divvy her
how to spread her in.
Yeah.
Some disgusting shit, man.
Yeah.
This is deep. Really, I knew a lot of people have a hard time digesting this kind of stuff. I still have a hard time digesting. I've said it before. I think I said it in the last one when we were playing a little pod deck game. You know, I would ask Tom Hanks, what the fuck's going on, man?
I'm
a huge fan of Tom Hanks. But obviously I need to reevaluate that.
I think, too, as us being dads, it just hits even closer to home having kids. You know, because you wouldn't want this to happen to our kids, but you know it's happening to other kids.
But at the same time, like, Tom Hanks, I know, has kids. Like, how, yeah. As somebody who's had kids, how could you be involved in something like
anything
that?
Anything like that.
Well, there's a ton of different people that are involved in
well,
this.
Well, I know, that's just the one kids. That were just but, like, the one we were talking about.
My question is, why hasn't he come out and said, hey, I'm not involved in this. But instead, you're quiet, and you're like, I'm going to go get citizenship in a different country. It's like, how does that make sense?
In a country that has just made pedophilia a mental disorder...
Instead of illegal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it
should be a capital offense. It should be available to capital punishment.
It should, absolutely.
Because it's on the same line. It is rape, no matter how do it, because it's a child. But the whole thing is, it's a defenseless child. These children don't have the ability to stand up for themselves like everybody here does.
Fuck no.
And that's the thing. Like, women, there's... Women survive rape. Like, that's a terrible, tragic thing, right? But these kids get caught up, and that's their entire life, until they're not viable anymore, and then they're thrown out on the streets. Like, that kind of shit really just digs in deep.
Yeah, they're just another number. That's all they are.
Exactly.
At that point, you know. And that's what this whole movement is about, is trying to stop this.
It's hard to talk about. An end, it's hard to listen to. Yeah. But it's what needs to be talked about. And you are starting to see more and more people post on Facebook, save our children, save the children. But there's still so many people quiet about it. Because I don't know whether they don't want to believe it or they think it's a political thing. And, I mean, it's both sides of the political spectrum here. Well, it's people of all.
There's a huge, in my opinion, left movement happening right now. And I don't know how to pronounce it. The QAnon.
QAnon.
Yeah. So people that are left right now are coming out and say, "Hey, QAnon, they're hijacking this thing." And it, you know,
hey man, prove it. That's the question.
I agree. But,
bring it to the table. You
but
got
they have Trump derangement syndrome so bad that they can't fathom or believe that Trump is the savior to the children, to exposing this elite pedophile and trafficking, you know what I mean? That's where their push is, you know, oh, don't be careful because these guys are hijacking the movement. So don't get too deep involved. Don't believe that Ellen and Tom Hanks and the Clintons and, you know, all the other names.
It just doesn't make sense that you have so many different people that are either celebrities or politicians or business owners that all donate to essentially the same programs and somehow all get funneled into the same spectrum.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's very weird no matter how you look at it. Because even if it was like... So say they all donated to like Little League. Like a certain Little League.
Yeah.
It's not just a certain Little League. It's a certain team that they're all donating to. So it's quite weird that it all comes together in that aspect.
Yeah.
So... For them to start, for QAnon to start bringing that together and just start bringing these pieces, I think, you know, what we had looked at it in the Pizzagate stuff, yeah, and all of that information that was leaked,
yep,
was just bringing information that is out there together so you could see it all as one, rather than, oh, well, I heard this story about this guy, and it's like, oh, okay, that's weird, I heard this story about this guy too. You know, now we're putting the line between them of how we've heard these stories.
Connecting it all together.
Exactly.
So I got a lot of shit here I can talk about. This guy that owned the pizza restaurant.
Hold on, look, can I stop you real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you brought up Facebook, and I want to go back to that real quick.
Let's go back to it.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Why is all the hashtags blocked?
Well, they unblocked one of them.
Wait, they were blocked to begin with?
Yes.
They blocked really started trending.
You clicked on the hashtags and they were... They didn't show anything.
They went against the community standards.
I don't know if Zuck's involved in that. I mean, the man's a robot, let's be real. He looks like a goddamn robot.
He does.
I mean, but... That's another thing. It's like, why as a company don't you want to be involved in that? Like, I would shop with the
financially
brand...
But somebody's financially...
Down the line somewhere. But yeah, what I'm saying is, like, if Apple was like, oh, well, we came out and we created this thing so that, like, if your kid wears an Apple Watch or has a phone, that it tracks them. Kind of like the contact tracing that they brought out for COVID, right? So if they did that for kids, I would be like, hell yeah, right? Yeah. I'm going to go buy my kid an Apple Watch now. I wasn't going to, but now I have a safety feature for them, right? And that would make more sense. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? So there's a lot of questions when it comes to why businesses are shying away and celebrities themselves.
Yeah. Well, I also think that the left, no matter how old a person is, thinks that that's an invasion of privacy to be able to know where your kids are at all times.
This is true.
I see it all the time. You know, they think, look at the whole TikTok situation. The whole left is up in arms because Trump is now banning TikTok.
Yeah.
Saying it's unconstitutional,
even though we have proof that the Chinese are using it to spy on Americans.
Yes. See, that's a different thing, right?
Well, so, it's all relative at the same time.
Oh no. Yeah. What I'm saying is, when you accept a terms and agreement when you set up something, right? There's things where I accept for you to collect my data and this, right?
Yeah,
it's understandable. But when it's a company that is not necessarily a company, right? Because that company has a majority stake or a majority share of it is owned by the Chinese government.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questions that come into play, especially since they're trying to figure out how a regular American lives their life, right? So yes, I understand. I don't know if you guys have seen it. There's a new Chinese electric car manufacturer that just came out. They've been around for a couple of years, but they just started to come to America. Now, the weird thing is they came to America with a car that doesn't go over 80 miles an hour. It's electric. It costs about $10,000. It's very cheap.
Wow.
Very cheap. But my thing is, how did they collect this data that said that is what we should be marketing towards?
Yeah, what, like...
So it has to be something along the lines of a Chinese manufacturer somewhere had a terms and agreement and people accepted it, right? But they're targeting a certain demographic that they got from the research that they had.
Yeah.
Which is the same exact thing that TikTok was doing, is how do we make the next big app, right? We're gathering all that information. And Facebook does that. Oh, everybody else does that. But you're also, that's part of this antitrust deal, right? The whole thing is that the government needs to oversee that and go, okay, that's fine for you to collect this information for these purposes, but for you guys to do this and create a monopoly out of it, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Well, I think there were some other things with the TikTok specifically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they said they weren't sharing your location when in fact they were.
Absolutely.
And they were collecting data that they said they weren't collecting. They could even... trace your keystroke.
Well, that's pretty much in terms of agreement. If you allow the keyboard to be used, if you allow the camera to be used, technically the app has access to that at any point.
Oh, and that's true. But to use it outside of the realm.
Oh no! Don't get me wrong. That's the messed up part about it. But the thing is, this didn't come to light until Apple had released something in the new iOS that's not out yet. There's a beta.
The 14 beta?
So I have it, and the thing is it like, if you make a phone call, it'll tell you your phone app has used your microphone. It'll let you know, which is great, because sometimes you'll catch it doing weird things. Like, I've never had that issue, but I have seen people that they're like, oh, the front-facing camera just turned on, and Facebook used it. And it's like, we're nowhere near the phone.
Yeah.
How is it doing that? So that's the thing. Like, this is going to be a much more... You know, it's going to be a larger thing than you think right now, because you're going to start to see a lot more companies that are going to have to change how they do business.
I think it was the Google Play Store that they started putting in when you agreed to the app permissions, it told you exactly what it was using that for.
So now Apple has that, and you can turn them off individually just like Google. So Google does it when you create the app.
Yeah.
Or when you download
it. When you download it.
Now Apple does it when the app tries to use that feature, which I think is about on par, if not a little bit better in the aspect, because like, I don't want notifications from any of my apps. If I could throw the goddamn thing away, I would, you know?
Yeah.
But, I like, when it says, oh, I'm going to use the microphone, and I'm like, I'm listening to music, you don't need the microphone. I could decline it right then and there, but it's nice to have that ability, right? Yeah. You should have that ability. But the problem is, like, companies like TikTok were bypassing that completely and just doing it.
Doing whatever they want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then pulling your location when you're not anywhere near it. You know? Yeah. Accessing your camera when you're not anywhere near it.
Let's try to get this train back on the tracks.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, we're going. I don't even know how we got here. Are you guys drunk? I'm not.
I wanted to go back to the Facebook, you know, and talk about the hashtag. It was weird. They say it, they blocked Save the Kids, then they unblocked it, but now I believe Adrenochrome, Frazzle Drip,
Pizzagate,
and a few others are still blocked, and that's. That raises red flags for me.
And it should, though. It should raise red flags for everybody. Why is this stuff getting blocked?
You know, I'm going to throw out a little critical thinking real quick. I don't agree with this, what I'm getting ready to say. I don't agree with it. But I want to agree with it because it makes more sense to me. So let's just say there's a post and there's some pretty vile images, children naked, abused, beaten, battered, whatever. But then you got the hashtags Pizzagate, Adrenochrome, Frazzle Drip, all this shit on several posts like that. It gets reported so many times. Let's just say the algorithm blocks it, okay? And let's just say that's what happened with Save the Children. But it's been over a week now and it hadn't been unblocked.
I mean, let's...
You know, that's my critical thinking is that's how it got blocked, was the algorithm blocked it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it got reported so many times. But now, it's still blocked.
Real quickly, let's go over what these terms are. So, like, adrenochrome, what is that?
That is the blood of a young child, basically.
It's the adrenaline hormone that... And they somehow they extract it?
I think you can drink the straight blood if I'm...
I haven't delved that deep, boys. I'm sorry.
When I saw the hashtag, I looked it up. Like, I Googled it, because I was like, what the fuck does this mean?
Yeah.
And it's something about getting the adrenaline out of the young children. As these kids, as they're abused.
Yeah.
But I didn't look up Frazzle Drip, or whatever.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
That's a little deeper than... But I did... Well, if anybody on that listened to our podcast listens to Graham Allen or his wife, they actually had a Jake, their producer, and it may have actually been the wife, actually did a whole episode on adrenochrome and that kind of, you know, Pizzagate, stuff like that. And that's where I learned about adrenochrome.
Gotcha.
So, real quick, this says that it is a drug extracted from the human adrenal gland after the victim is deceased.
Mm. Yeah. So, basically, I mean, you do gotta kill him, but I think you... I don't know.
That's
when
weird.
You start researching this stuff, you run into some crazy
shit.
So much shit
that don't make sense and add up.
So it's epinephrine that's been oxidized, is what it's saying.
So there we go.
So you could make this in a lab. So you don't need humans for it.
Yeah. But I think this just tied to the twisted ways of these elites, you know, the torturing and stuff. So why not get it? Why let a good...
Why waste it?
Yeah, I think that's the theory. And they say that the adrenochrome is... That's legitimately the fountain of youth. That's why some of these actors don't look a day over, you know... You talk about Ellen. Ellen looks just as good now, if not better, than she did in the 90s. Jennifer Aniston. A lot of these people that just look better now than they did in the 90s and early 2000s. And they're saying that this is the reason why. Anyway, let's circle back to Blake. Blake, gets back on track here.
All right. So Pizza Comet was the restaurant that is Pizzagate, where all this broke out in D.C. Owner is James Alefantis. His Instagram handle was Jimmy Comet. It is now private. So Jimmy Comet has uploaded pics from what these people did research of 9 different kids with weird-ass fucking captions, like weird shit. One photo was a kid taped with his hands taped to a ping pong table, and the comment was just some weird-ass shit. So one point, he uploads photos of this massive, like, metal room. You would think it looked like a meat locker or something, but it wasn't. There was no AC unit or anything. And so he gets weird comments. Someone comments, rinse it off when done. Just a pile of money under a sheet. He comments, Jimmy Comet himself comments, hashtag murder. And then this person's Instagram handle was working on my night cheese, which could also mean working on my night girl. He comments hashtag kill room. So did some research to him, and he posted a photo of a coffin, which had the words kill above it and the word room below it. And the caption was, there's a creepy space in the back of my shop that's been designated thusly. And he tags all his posts at the pajama factory. So that's just like,
Jesus,
so creepy.
Sound Michael Jackson vibes from that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So Jimmy Comet, also known as James, he owns a museum called Pegasus in D.C. It is an art museum, but it's private. It's not public at all.
I mean, that's not unheard of.
Yeah, but...
New York has them.
Yeah,
like, but still. It's a very upscale thing to have. It's not unheard of.
It's not on the main street. It's behind houses. And it's,
okay, that's unheard of.
It's 20 meters from a playground, and it has a tower on the middle of the building.
Okay, that's too
much. That's weird.
Yeah.
So this guy that goes by the name of Ryan O'Neill, he strongly suggests that the kill room was inside of the museum, Pegasus. He released a bunch of information on YouTube, and him and James, a.k.a. Jimmy Comet, were messaging on Facebook, ended up giving numbers to text, and Jimmy Comet was sending him pictures of James's, Ryan O'Neill and his mom, and then Ryan O'Neill and his girlfriend or fiance at the time, and was threatening to kill them if he didn't remove the stuff immediately. Pretty sketchy shit.
Yeah.
So, Pizza.
I mean, to take a personal threat like that.
Yeah. Like if you were out
there, if you were out there, let's say slandering somebody's name, then you would take that up in court. You know, you would use the law.
Businesses, you know.
But to go and then make personal death threats, if you will.
Yeah, you got a little bit more into that.
And there was more like, he was asking, what's the kill room? He was like, no more questions. Like, it was a lot of text and screenshots of all this. But I like jot it down the big stuff. So Pizzagate broke in November of 16, right at the election.
Mm-hmm.
And Pegasus was removed from Google Maps, whatever, in December of 16.
You can't even find it on Google Maps. Somebody's like...
Yeah, somebody, and I guess like the website of it and everything else. So, and this is going to be like kind of like a history thing. So there are old tunnels in D.C. that were made by Harrison G. Dyer, used as, at one point, the DuPont subway back from the 1940s to 1960s. And so all of James's properties perfectly line up above these tunnels. And there's photos of where he tagged at Pegasus Museum of them digging in the basement, and some of the thoughts that they were digging down to connect to these tunnels. He owns like 3 or 4 or 5 handful of businesses, and they were all above.
They were all
where
right above these
Dyer's tunnels. Tunnels were mapped at.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, one or two, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
It's like, oh man, I just happened to find this really nice building for sale, and it just happens to be on top of a tunnel. You could get that twice. Three times? Horseshit.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I draw the line.
Here's the best part. So James is a member of the Arts and Embassy program and has a permit to ship, in quotations here, living art without going through custom checks. If that doesn't fucking just make you raise your eyebrows, then I don't know what fucking will.
What else could be considered living art?
What classifies in that category?
It's fucking living art, because I go to museums and you see paint or, like, Lego fucking sculptures of this or that. Like, what the fuck is ever living art?
Can we pause for a second? What fucking museum are you going to?
I mean, I see them on Facebook.
The ones on Facebook.
I'm going through the videos.
Did you go to the Children's Museum? Is that what it is?
So I've
That's
been
why
there.
There were Legos.
I've been there. I've been, you know, the Lunar and Space one up in D.C. There ain't nothing
okay,
fucking
Okay, we've gone
there.
Enough down that rabbit hole. But
so, yeah.
I don't know what would qualify as that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, just for the listeners' enjoyment.
All right, come on.
DC is old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of these tunnels? Outside of this.
Who fuck knows?
Maintenance tunnels.
For DuPont.
Is it for DuPont, or is it
that's
for...
That's what it says. DuPont.
For DuPont.
Used
DuPont,
as DuPont subway from 1940s to 60s.
Okay, I'm just thinking
and
like
they
presidential...
Go all the way, they
I'm
go
thinking,
all the way up
I, to, we know that there are tunnels... in D.C. for presidential escape plans and things, too.
Yeah, of course. But no, these go all the way up to
I think you would have anywhere near access to that. Like, I'm sure the Secret Service goes through that and goes, yeah, someone just tried to get into the tunnel.
No, I...
So we killed their whole family.
Yeah. No, like, I'm just trying to make devil's advocate.
No, you're right on, but I'm
the
sure they'd be
on up with multiple properties on the tunnels. We know that there's a shit ton of tunnels now.
Yeah.
Going through D.C. I had no idea about the DuPont tunnels until... just now, but I knew about tunnels and escape routes and stuff.
Technically, that's living art.
What is that?
Plants.
Oh, plants.
Supposedly.
So, and that, these are
is
tunnels?
That to import? So, what is that to import or to export the living art?
Well, I mean, either or, right? And I can understand why you wouldn't have to go through customs for that because some
to export
because some. Plants are non or evasive plants, and they're not
to bring them in.
Yeah, and they're not natural to the area, so that would kind of make sense.
So,
but to get that to not go through customs, a little weird. You would think even if you were doing something legit, it would come through customs. You would have the proper permits. It would pass through customs, and you bring in this horticultural art. Let's change it to horticultural art.
The other question then becomes,
that's how it should be.
What of these other businesses would require living art to be excluded?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are these other businesses where that becomes a legitimate reason?
Why can't a plant come through customs?
Well, because you have invasive plants. Like, this whole thing going around right now where we're getting all these seeds from China, and
like you can't,
these are invasive plants that will take over.
If we, you know, with the cruise we went on, we couldn't bring a piece of seaweed back because it's not native to the States.
And if you were to release it into the wild, it could, like, so there's algae in some... in some lakes around here that is not from these lakes. They're not natural. And then they'll just overgrow because there's nothing in the lake to stop it.
Okay.
So, like, that kind of stuff, which I get.
The checks and balances of the ecosystem for that vegetation is not going to be here.
Yeah.
It possibly could be, but, you know, look at bamboo. Like, bamboo is not native
not
to
native.
The... But it runs amok. You plant bamboo and it takes over.
But the tunnels, it said go as far, like, up to Rock Creek Park. And the only reason I know is because I've been to the zoo. You go around, like, Rock Creek Park to go to the National Zoo. So I'm looking at the maps here, and there is a roundabout, though, that is named DuPont Circle. So clearly. So clearly that's the thing. But back
so when
to the James.
Built, though?
The
40s and 60s. Oh, or that's when they were in use. So they were built a little before then.
It's weird.
Yeah. Back in World War II. But also back to this
That's
James
really
guy real fast. I looked him up on Wikipedia, and he's supposedly known as being gay. and he doesn't have any kids at all. But he posted photos of 9 different children. One of them he always posted was hashtag Karis James. And it was just weird photos of this child. One photo was a kid, him and a kid having beads around both their necks. And beads is supposedly a sign that, like, this person owns that child. Like, that child is his, like, his trophy or whatever term you want to use there.
Hmm.
It's pretty fucking nasty. It just makes you boil inside when you really, like, look at some of this shit. And there were a lot of videos, but it said,
yeah,
if you don't want to sleep at night, don't watch them. And I just wouldn't even click the links because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Because I would just go ape shit on someone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and we've got Clinton. He's popped up on the flight logs officially, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, he's on there so many times. That's the thing.
But we knew that beforehand. Anybody who is familiar with the Clinton Chronicles on YouTube already knew about Clinton, both of them, Hillary and Bill, and the island.
You have a question?
I got some stuff on Clinton.
Oh, okay. We can go down that way.
Let's talk about
it. You want to do it now?
You're not going to surprise me. You're not going to surprise me.
He's been educated.
So, I got something on the Clintons here. Both Hillary and old Billy. William.
What's that? Is it something we don't already know?
The Clintons donated to Laura Silby's organization.
Who the hell is that?
Communicated via email. Silby was caught trafficking 33 children in Haiti.
Ooh.
Guess what the Clintons did?
Nothing.
Got her ass off the hook.
Well, I was going to say, they probably said they didn't know it.
So, Sylvie, now married, in Idaho, is working for a software company called AlertSense, the VP of marketing. They work with IPAWS, Integrated Public Alert and Warning System.
Is that the Amber Alert system?
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
IPAWS issues Amber Alerts during kidnapping events. My notes literally said, how the fuck does someone like that get that fucking
this
job?
Person,
can you notes real quick?
Yeah.
This person...
It's spelled Howard. I'm really proud.
This person gets caught trafficking people, 30, other people.
33
children.
33
children.
Children, to be specific.
In Haiti.
Haitian
a third
children.
World Haiti, country.
Third world country. Yep, I know.
And now
the Clintons get her off. It's a her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get her off. And now she works in the States, in Ohio, he said?
Idaho,
I'm Udaho. Sorry.
No, you definitely know.
Idaho. And works for the Amber Alert system, basically.
Yep. That's the gist of it.
I don't know, man. Something doesn't seem right there.
Here's something better.
The things that make you go, you know?
Really?
All these cookies.
There you go. And this is some shit on fucking Wikipedia, so God knows it's
I put
false.
That up before we got here.
But Laura Silsby founded the New Life Children's Refuge and led the expedition in Haiti after the earthquake.
I bet she did.
Oh, shit, it was after the earthquake?
Yeah.
So these are fucking children that
literally
were missing. And she's exploiting them.
Yeah, she attempted to cross the Haiti-Dominican Republic border with 33 Haitian children, most which were not orphans and had families.
Yeah, I'm taking them to an even better country, the Dominican Republic. Fuck.
She remained incarcerated in Haiti. By the time she went on trial on May 13th, the charges had been reduced to arranging irregular travel. And the prosecution sought a 6-month prison term.
What?
Look, I guarantee you they tried to argue that she was just trying to help them get away.
Absolutely.
Get out of there.
All this shit just
makes you sick. I don't know, man.
This all makes you think. It makes you wonder, you know, and it's...
So,
it's far-fetched. It sounds so far-fetched.
It's hard to believe, but I mean, if you do enough research...
It's the Clintons, so, I mean, if one of us dies off from here soon, you know... It's the Clintons!
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Epstein hung himself in his jail cell with guards and cameras. Bro, what? No. The ceiling's like 6.5 feet tall. How?
So, the same conspiracies that we saw about George Floyd, the pictures, like what George Floyd looked like, in this frame, and then what George Floyd looks like.
Where he had hair, and then he didn't have hair.
On the ground. So I saw some, and of course these are on Facebook. I don't know the legitimate, you know, how accurate they are, but I saw something very similar to Epstein. Here's Epstein's face, and then here's the face of the dead body they got on a gurney coming out of there, and it doesn't meet the facial profile.
It could be him, but then it's also like I'm kind of waiting for the federal government to be like, oh, pull the surprise one on you, guess who's at Hillary Clinton's trial? And it's like,
he's been in Witsack!
Oh, shit! Like, one of those.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of thinking that they might go that route, too. But, yeah, no, I see where you're going with that.
And
I can see it coming.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, just like Tupac and Elvis, you know, they're still out there, too. But
Tupac's still out there.
I mean, the only person to really make a lot of music after...
I'm pretty sure he's got to be dead by now.
Who drops new music after they're dead?
Tupac. Well, I mean, all of these artists nowadays.
Yeah, like, look at Linkin Park just came out this past week with a song that was unreleased.
Well, that's the thing. You build up a catalog as an artist.
Yeah, and they finished.
But it's like, how long can you really go?
They finished that whole Avicii album that he was working on.
Well, yeah. Well,
it was already
as
done,
an artist,
right?
You have
you
want to
talk about
stuff.
The ultimate catalog? Sublime.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they had like 3 records after his death. Yeah. 2 records at least. I mean, so... But I can understand the catalog, but... Whatever.
In the Clintons, I mean, they also got, what, was it 4 Americans killed in Benghazi?
I want more than... I mean, in Benghazi, yeah. But, I mean, there's a lot of shit on Hillary. You don't hear so much on Bill as far as the shadiness goes.
Nah,
Bill, he's just a sleazeball. I mean, he's a typical sleazeball.
I mean, he's just...
I'd want a blowjob in the Oval Office.
But you're talking about the woman who got kicked off of her of the Democrat Party's own Watergate scandal. She was so fucking dirty that the dirty players didn't even want her on the fucking team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the funniest part of that whole situation.
You know, I mean, like, we're talking about a woman who's been playing dirty since the beginning of time, you know?
Since she's been in politics when she was just an assistant. Like,
you know, I don't know. I don't find it too far-fetched, you know? Sometimes I don't like to say the Clintons. I like to definitely specify Bill or Hillary.
Well,
I don't think Bill has a clue.
He's lost.
He's like Biden at this point. He's just a mouthpiece.
Biden's just Bill Clinton 2.0.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, oh, but he's way worse because he's like, I'm just going to snap you in public.
Say, I've seen some of the, more recently, I've seen some of the videos of Biden back in the day, and he really didn't sound much different back in the 70s than he does today.
No, it's scary watching him.
He's like, who the hell? I wouldn't even want to be president. I wouldn't vote for me to be president. He's on camera, caught shit like that. You know, like, he just been a goofy dude, you know. I don't know how in the hell he's been a congressman and a senator for his whole fucking life.
Well, it's because the kids, they rub his legs and just to play with the blonde hairs. And that's why I told him, don't swim in the swimming hole down by the river.
Yeah.
It's like, wait,
got little kids
what the
on
fuck?
His legs, sitting in his lap.
And that's why I told Ronald McDonald's, eat cheeseburgers. It's like, when did we get here? When the fuck did Ronald McDonald get here?
The new thing on Biden is just to use your predictive text to put his sentences together.
Absolutely. Because it's the truth. Like, he's got early onset of Alzheimer's, for
but
sure.
Even speaking of Hillary, going back to our episode a few episodes ago when we talked about Beirut, the whole Beirut explosion, there's a huge thing coming out about Hillary now being so-called, in quotations, evergreen, which is a huge shipping company through ports and stuff, and there was an evergreen right there near the Beirut explosion.
I read up on the Beirut
coincidence
thing. You know, and it,
I think not.
I think supposedly what really happened with the Beirut thing, and that's why the whole government stepped down, is so there was a ship, and it came out of Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said that.
It wasn't supposed to port in Beirut, but it did. It had to make a pit stop for some reason. The owner couldn't even afford the port fees, so the port authority...
Is this the ship with the ammonium nitrate?
Yeah.
Okay.
The port authorities then...
Confiscated the ship.
The ship, you know, or what would be possessed or whatever you want to call it. Put a lien on it, I guess, however they do that.
You don't pay the port fees, you don't leave. And but this has been sitting there for years, and apparently port authorities have been talking to the Lebanon government. Hey, we've got a ship here that's full of ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, they wanted the highest bidder.
I don't know, but they never got back to port authority.
So they just ignored the port authority's calls for help.
Yeah. No, like, what do we do with this?
They wanted the highest bidder. That's what it was. That's what I read on it.
You think they were trying to sell it?
Yeah.
Well, I had read that, you know, that, well, their own government could have used it. Military.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, essentially it was theirs for the keeping. If somebody, you know, the Russian government or whoever, they didn't want it back.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I still got a lot of questions. How does that show up as a 4.5 on the Richter scale?
Only a 4.5?
Like, how did that
show up? We literally had a 5-point something here in Virginia last week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, but, like, an explosion on an area that is next to water. So, like, water itself would then take the brunt of that motion. But how did it register 4.5 150 miles away?
Because that was a bit, I mean, if you look at the blast, I mean, it looked like somebody dropped an atom bomb right there.
Well,
I mean,
it looks like a small, yeah, nuclear explosion. Bit, yeah.
Didn't you say you saw a video where, like, he...
Yeah.
Where what? That could have been doctored. Yeah, we talked about that.
It's hard to...
But there's so many angles of that explosion that I don't think at that point you've ever... Like, that's doctored.
There's so many angles, and like you said, somebody would have saw something coming in. Okay. I'm sorry.
Especially that one from the boat.
Heard it, whatever.
Yeah.
Because there was one in China, like, a couple years ago at a ammonium nitrate facility, and it looked very similar to that. So I don't have a feeling that it was anything... Other than that, but it's like, why would you allow that much to sit at port and right next to somewhere that you're storing, you know, 1,500 tons of TNT?
Yeah, why not break that up? Move it around.
It's like, maybe just kind
of. The whole point. Point authority had been saying, we got to do something. We need to do something. This is hazardous.
Yeah.
Lebanon wanted the highest bidder. They wanted that money.
Yeah, well, nobody wanted to give them the money they wanted, I reckon. And now they got a gaping hole in the port. What do you do?
Well, now you build a new port.
Yeah.
But let's get back real quick to the main thing tonight.
I'd love a new port right now.
100 only. He's got it.
Save the fucking Georgian. Whether you believe it's real or not, just staying with it. Especially if you're a parent. It's happening.
Even if you're not. One day you might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Times are not what they used to be.
No.
We used to ride bikes around as a kid and not come home until dark. Yep. And I honestly feel like you cannot do that now.
Well, I wouldn't say it's that. What it is a technology area. This right here, this device, this phone, got a GPS in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the TikTok just a little bit ago. It doesn't matter who you talk, you know, catfishing people. And obviously, that's how a lot of it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Kids are on there, they're talking, they think they're talking to other kids, and man, you're sharing your location. They're low-key hackers, you know, hacking into your shit, getting your location, you know.
Nine times out of ten, you don't even need that. Kids post it in, you know, their Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and you could figure it out, like, I've done it.
Shit, Snapchat will let you map out where all your friends are.
Exactly. Yeah, but, like, I've done it enough to, like, figure out where somebody is. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, so I see they post the photo that they go here, and then it's all in the same area. So I know as long as I stick around in the same area, I'm going to find this person at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to bump into you on the street, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is.
Well, not even that. I mean, they're young, they're dumb, the kids are.
They're oversharers.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I go to this school. I live on this street.
I'm a hard believer that kids shouldn't have access to that until you're well in high school.
Yeah. Well, I saw a thing on Facebook. I've seen it once before, but I saw it today. It was a photo of a car with all the stickers on it. And it was like, one was hunting, one was having honor roll student at so-and-so.
Yeah.
ballet, and it's like you're basically giving your whole life. Your husband's gone.
I can figure out
that you've got your
exactly.
Like, you've got your last name on your or your first name or your kid's name on your license plate, like
or you got the initials on the back, like everybody does that, where
the
they
monogram,
do
yeah.
And it just helps. I mean, oh, you
got your
honorable,
little stick family.
All of it. Yeah,
oh, look, they
don't. Kids.
They got one cat and no dogs. I'm
look at that. That's the easy kill right there.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that cat's going
down.
You'd
be surprised at what, you know, crazy people look at.
Oh, yeah.
Normal people don't look at that.
Sure, no. We don't.
I look, you know, we were driving down the street. I see the stick figure. I'm like, oh, man, look at that cute family on the stick figure. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what you think when you see that?
I'm just saying. Like,
I think, what the fuck did you waste your money on?
I had a stick figure on my car at one point.
Well, I mean, to each their own, but Jesus Christ, why?
But that, and that goes like
it was
yesterday.
Just a trend, the fad at the time.
I get it.
That goes like yesterday we were at brunch, and your wife said something about the girl's shorts, and I was just saying, like, how I people watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do it to look
careful
at people.
Careful on that one.
Well, I do it just
she
as...
Your wife listens to it.
Yeah. My wife careful. Listens more than
she,
his wife.
She was there at the restaurant. She knows his about
people, no, I'm just saying, careful. Tiptoe.
Yeah, his people watching is going to save their lives one day.
But yes. Oh, yeah. Like me, I always tend to face the door. Wherever we're at, it's...
And even that's how our father-in-law is. When we would go out with just the three of us... He'd always, no, I want this side.
Yep.
And it's like, I always was once one to face the TV, but now,
since I've gotten older,
yeah. I'm always like, no, give me the door side. Because, I mean, you hope that time never comes, but if it comes, I'm sorry. It's my family over you any day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I
and
agree.
It's, just, it's not that I'm on edge all the time, but I'm always aware of my
surroundings. Yeah, no, definitely.
And you got to be, especially now with having a child.
I spent a little time employed at the airport, and the biggest thing, you know, a lot of people don't agree with it, but profile. You know, if it looks like a duck, quack like a duck, walk like a duck.
Gotta be a turkey.
You know what I mean? So, and that's the thing, you know, if it don't look right, don't smell
obviously
right, don't taste right, odds are it's not gonna be right, you know. And that's,
God damn it, you didn't cook it.
You know, it, I don't know, it's...
Well, that's the thing. You be prepared, right? You can't live your life paranoid, right? That's not going to get you anywhere. Because then you're going to be like, oh, man, bring out the fucking tin foil, bud. Because, like, holy shit, do I got something
you're
for
always
you.
On edge.
The squirrels, they plug them in at night. They charge
they're
them.
They're robots.
Exactly.
They're drones.
The pigeons
like
are drones.
Yeah.
Bald eagles aren't real. They're actually dragons. Like, shit like that. But, I mean, you do have to be aware of what is going on around you. I mean, my dad was a cop, so he always did that. And I didn't know it, like other people did that, but he would always sit the farthest booth back with his eye on the door.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how it was. And I was like, why do you do that? Like, why is that? And he's like, in case anything were to happen, I'm able to do it. I'm able to take care of the situation no matter what it is. And that's kind of, you don't have to live in fear. But if that comes up, you want to put yourself in the best position. It's kind of like when you're playing football, you don't want to be right on a defensive back as a receiver and be like, yeah, you know, really, I'm going to catch this one right here. No, I'd much rather blow past this dude and be wide open.
Yeah.
You know, same exact situation.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. It may not ever, but you're
prepared.
If
it does, I'm prepared.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
He was an officer of the law. He saw a lot of things that... Most people don't see. You know, the news doesn't report every bad thing.
Hell no, but not back in the 80s or 90s either.
Yeah, you know, but even still, even to this day, they don't report every bad thing.
Well, I mean, what was... There was that kid that got shot in his front lawn.
Oh, in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring that up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Everyone I see on Facebook is like, why isn't this hitting the national media? And the first comment is always coming back to Breonna Taylor.
Well, there is a strong point there. Like, I understand it should make news. It should absolutely make
her
news.
Killers are still on the loose.
Not even that. Like, it should make the news for the kid just to give the exposure that it needs, right? Because if you don't talk about it, that's the thing that it's exactly what they're preaching, right? Like, as Black Lives Matter say it, you know, the problem with white people not stepping up and saying something when other white people do something that's terrible. See something, say something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, preach it, then you gotta believe it and you gotta do it,
yep.
Right? In the same aspect, right? Okay, so we don't condone that. Cool. right? And I understand the whole Breonna Taylor thing because no one's been charged in that incident when somebody should be at this point. You know, someone's got to take some kind of responsibility. Somebody who made the call, somebody who either gave the location or fired the shot or whatever it may be. Someone needs to be held accountable. That's plain and simple. If your family, if that happened to you and that happened to your family and you got shot in the middle of you sleeping because somebody served a warrant on the wrong address, your family would want somebody responsible. Oh, absolutely.
100%.
But like that whole senseless killing of a child on a front lawn, and then it's like there's this whole story now that his father was a drug dealer and that's the reason why this guy shot the kid was because his dad owed him money or something along that line or owed him drugs. And I'm like, see, this is where the stories always get so
muddy. They always run wild. Because I also heard a story that he, the guy who shot the kid, was at their house having dinner the night before.
Friday night. That's what I'm saying. Had dinner with him. And not only, not only did he shoot this 5-year-old kid
in broad
execution
daylight style,
it was in front of his two sisters that will now grow up. They were 6 and 7, or 7 and 8.
You'll remember that.
Yes,
absolutely. It's not like when you're 2.
At 3,
their lives are ruined.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have a long road of recovery.
Yes. To be productive,
it's a lot of
therapy.
Execution style in front of two other kids.
And then he just walked back in the house and started watching TV?
No, I think he was on the porch pacing back and forth is what I read. Because the dad said that he saw him and he couldn't even go over there because he was just so focused. Because his son was still alive at the time. And he just picked him up and was doing everything he could.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah. Well, why didn't this make mainstream? Why didn't any of it make mainstream? Why this doesn't make mainstream? This doesn't fit the narrative that white people are the only racist people. That's
absolutely
why.
But I think it also doesn't fit the gun violence piece of it. Like, yes, it's a shooting, right? So it's gun violence to begin with in that aspect. It's not multiple victims, right? Which is what they're looking for. It wasn't a semi-automatic rifle. You know,
and it probably wasn't registered.
It probably wasn't even the color of black.
And
it was probably, wait for it, silver.
And it's not a policeman or police officer abusing so-called power in doing it.
Yeah,
but you know what? But if it changed the color of the people in the incident involved,
absolutely.
If you reverse that scenario, if that little boy had been black and the shooter was white,
front page
we news. Would be there would be riots in the streets again. That town in North Carolina would be burnt to the ground. You know, now justice is being served. I'm not jumping on the justice.
He's arrested. I get that. That's not the point.
But the mainstream media, though, the imperial, but I think cherry that, pick.
I have to play devil's advocate because I think that is the point. It's like, how long did it take them to arrest the killers of George Floyd.
Yeah.
It wasn't until it started gaining national media attention that these guys were arrested. This guy was arrested well before.
Let's go back, though. We just saw, 3 months later, body cam footage from the George Floyd incident. Looking at the whole body cam footage, yes, what happened to him's wrong. But when you see the rest of the body cam footage, it puts everything into perspective, though. He was screaming, "I can't breathe," since the moment they opened the car to his car door. As an officer, if you're screaming, "I can't breathe," and I ain't even touched you yet, and 30 minutes later, I've got my knee in your back, and you're still screaming, "I can't breathe," you know, you can only cry wolf so many times before somebody...
Maybe that was a bad example to use.
It was a horrible judgment call.
Reverted back to Breonna Taylor, and it's the same situation. These guys still haven't been arrested for shooting her in her bed while she was asleep.
Wasn't the boyfriend shooting at the cops?
No!
I thought I saw they busted in and he starts shooting at
them. He's in his own home! He has the right to defend himself!
And the police, when get shot at, got the right to shoot
too! See, that's the thing. Both sides are correct in that aspect. My question is, how do you serve a search warrant on a house if you don't know it's the right one?
And in the middle of the fucking night.
That's a standard piece.
That's a common thing. Most SWAT in our area goes at like 4 a.m.
They want to do it at that time because
everybody's asleep. There's nobody awake.
you're gonna be out of it when
so
you wake up.
So you'd rather wake up a whole fucking neighborhood shooting guns, doing a raid.
Well, I don't know all that. The intent of a raid is never to be shooting a gun. I see both sides of it. I'm not saying it's wrong or it's right. What I'm saying is there's more to the story that hasn't been released yet. Like, I'm believing that this is a drug bust kind of thing, but whoever they were getting their intel from was snitching to plea a deal, but he gives them the wrong address on purpose. I get it.
But that's beside the point, that something actually happened to arrest this killer of this kid, and nothing else has happened to arrest the other two. It took the media getting involved before something happened. That's the whole point. I'm not arguing who's right or who's wrong here. I'm arguing the timelines you have is why people are upset.
But my point is now, I guess looking at George Floyd, now that the body cam footage has been leaked and it doesn't fit the narrative, I'm not so convinced that they should have been arrested and charged with murder.
I think they still should have at that point.
I think there's consequences. I'm not sure what the consequences should be.
I understand he was a larger guy than them, and that kind of I mean, we've all gotten into a fist fight, and you're like, oh shit, this guy's 6'5". Good luck to me, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I can understand where that's coming from, but there's two of you there, okay? So there's two of you. You have nightsticks, which I have seen used. Good Lord, do they hurt?
Put them back in the squad car until
forget taser.
Until
sometimes
a paramedic can get there. That's all you had to do.
But that's my thing. You don't need to be laying on.
Yes, exactly.
And that comes down to a training piece, right?
Absolutely, as most of these cases do.
And that's how you have to fix it now.
Yeah.
Because the damage has been done.
Oh, that's what I'm fully saying. It was a bad judgment call on that officer.
Absolutely.
George Floyd. But in perspective, he was, you know,
but that's a,
saying
that's,
I can't
that's
breathe
what a trial's
and he was sitting
for.
In his own.
That's what a trial's
exactly.
for.
Oh, yeah, I believe
for them
in
to bring
justice.
More for them
I
to bring more evidence
justice,
to the
yes.
table that then that
but a lot
allowing.
Of people walk, you know, it's innocent this is a innocent until proven guilty society.
Absolutely. But I feel like nowadays, and today's cancel culture and all that, it's the opposite. It's you're guilty until you're proven innocent. And no matter what it is. Like the Ellen thing right now, right?
Well, no, it's not. It's you're saying it, but I can't think of the word on it. I saw it the other day, there's a little piece on it. It's the media. Telling
determines
the people
who's
guilty and who's not.
But then you have us like sitting here talking about it, right?
Yeah.
So we're not going to always think what the media says is correct anyway, right?
This is true.
So
people make their own decisions.
People
riled up.
Oh, absolutely. But
and it gets going.
That's why I avoid TV and pretty much anything like that anyway. But the big thing is the whole Ellen thing. Take the whole kids out of it and all that situation.
Just
They're
her
like,
being an asshole?
Yeah. And it's like... Okay.
People have been saying that for years, though.
Have you guys never met, like, Don Imus or, like, any shock jock ever? Like, those guys are literal dickheads. They will never be canceled over that. Like, that's their job, is to be pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Right? So, but the whole thing is, like, they're going to cancel off her and cancel off this whole thing because of what has been said. But nothing's come out yet to really prove that other than a couple of people's statements that bear no proof. So you're gonna cancel somebody's career over that?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, you're gonna cancel somebody's career over actions they made, whether they were good or not, whether they were right or wrong, before you even put them on trial? You can't do that.
You know, like I said, I'm not back. I'm not for. I don't think anybody's here for or against anything. It's
well, that
a lot of this stuff still needs to be investigated. You know, the Breonna Taylor thing. I'm... You know, it was wrong. I know I've defended the officers this conversation, but it was wrong. It's sad. It's tragic. But I do believe in a due process. You know what? There may be some information because sometimes it comes down to security, whether it's the security of the officers, security of a case. You know, this could be a bigger case than just a random woman got shot by a SWAT team. You know what I'm saying? Like this. There could be more to that case that can't be compromised. Enough is already compromised. We don't know how deep that case is. That could have had to do with sex trafficking, for all we know.
All the circles.
It,
all,
you know, it,
it's
it,
just
it,
an
it, we don't
symbol.
Know.
They're all connected.
If it was, but if it was wrong,
It was wrong, and they need to be
tried. But I mean, like, so this guy who killed this kid, right?
Mm-hmm. But you got a handful of witnesses,
exactly. And he's, I mean, there's no way you're getting out of
it. It's clear cut and dry. That one's a clear cut and dry case.
So it's the same thing. Like, do you set the precedence for it and set it into law, capital punishment at this point? Right? Because it's a child. Again, this is something we talked about earlier, where we talked about how these people like Epstein and Maxwell and people along those lines who have been caught abusing children and all that, do you give that capital punishment? Because that's a murder of a child.
Absolutely.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
This kid was completely defenseless.
Yeah. 100%.
It was.
So do you set that precedence now in North Carolina? You do it, right? You set it as it's capital punishment for that, right? And then everything after this that involves children, you're going the same route. You gonna go mow your lawn like your neighbor is?
Maybe.
All right, guys, I think this is a good point to go ahead and wrap this up. We want to thank real quick, let's get in. Anybody got any recommendations, movies, TV shows, restaurants, anything you want to talk about real quick that we want to go through? Let's start off with Jason.
Let's do movies. So last night I was on the good Netflix there and I came across one called Patriots Day about the Boston Bombing Marathon. It was really good. I enjoyed it. So check out Patriots Day.
It's a good movie.
It is a great movie. Yeah,
I've seen it. Really good.
Justin, what about it? What you got?
Oh man, recommend. Always watch Forensic Files on Netflix. Just watch all of them. There's like 9 seasons. They all have got like 80 episodes each. You could spend the rest of your life watching that. I fall asleep to that. I think that's how it works.
Good old Forensic Files.
That's what I'm saying. So that would be my recommendation.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go show. And I'm going to also bring up Yellowstone yet again.
He's still on this, isn't he?
Dude, show is fucking amazing. Love Kevin Costner and everyone else in it.
I like Kevin Costner.
I'm going to go with Yellowstone. That's my show recommendation.
I honestly haven't been watching too much TV lately, so I don't have anything.
Sports and hockey's back.
I've been watching hockey and baseball most nights. So
yeah, baseball is back. Watch the Yankees tear it up.
I want to know who put the Bernie cardboard cutout. And that one, they had Bernie. Weekend with Bernie. Somebody put Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
Was that in Chicago?
I think, yeah.
Who paid for somewhere that? Like that. Oh, that guy, whoever paid for that, you're the man. That's awesome.
Shout out to you.
They
great
sure
job.
Didn't pay for us.
If anybody wants to put Shane Edmonds' show behind the
or just want to
home plate, let us know.
Or we'll just send you some leave Bernie here. That's cool. Just bring him in. We'll take a cardboard cutout. Right, yeah.
Put him somewhere. find room for him.
Justin? Great having you, man. Thanks for coming on.
It was a pleasure.
Love it.
Love it. All right. Until next time, guys. Thanks.
Peace out.
Hey guys, first off, just want to say thank you for listening. If you made it this far through the episode, we know it was a big one. And if there is one thing we can ask of you is to please help us out and give us a rating and a review on iTunes. More than 50% of our listeners come through Apple. We would really appreciate that. And just share the podcast to your friends and family. We really are trying to blow this thing up and it's getting there. With each episode we post, we're getting more and more listeners and we really appreciate that. We are glad y'all are listening to us. Y'all clearly like it. We're going to keep bringing it. Thank y'all and see you on the next one.